Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota of Brookhaven has been voted best new car dealership in Southwest Mississippi 4 years in a row. Come see the difference. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, 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 folks. Welcome to In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar. Glad you guys, as always, could come hang with us. I'll be preaching the good word of Mississippi during the show, so go to visitmississippi.org to find out your next getaway. You know I'm a believer. Today's theme, all day long, we're celebrating what we are grateful for. It's Easter week. And Team Super Talk, I just love the fact that they dive all the way into the deep end. They celebrate, you know, this time of year. Last year it was all about hope. We've been through a whole lot together the last year for sure. I know I'm grateful for my family, my faith, my friends. And even as crazy and crippling as this past year has been to our music business, I'm still very appreciative of all it's brought to me and my family and what's up next. So, with all this in mind, today's guest was handpicked, preaching, praising, writing, singing songs the world has come to know, and certainly further proof that there must be something in the water in Mississippi. From Greenwood, Mississippi, he attended Mississippi State briefly before transferring to Belmont University to pursue his musical dreams. He wasted no time proving his talents like so many great Mississippians have done. His first radio single, One More Broken Heart, became a number one hit for the group Point of Grace. I mean, come on, his first one? This is not right. 46 million kids have sang his songs around the world. It's not only the Christian music world he's bared his soul to. He's also toured with country artists such as our very own Faith Hill, Kenny Rogers, Loretta Lynn, Conway Twitty, and Susie Boggess. The list goes on. He would come to spend the next 15 minutes reading off his success, but we are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio as always, and we got to get to it. And this day is certainly one that we are grateful for, welcoming in my pal Jeff Slaughter. What's up, Jeff?
Thank you, brother. Glad to be talking to the Delta, honey.
We're here.
I'm grateful for the Mississippi Delta.
We were with our buddy Ken Purvis and Ginger Purvis. Ken and I grew up glued to the hip our entire lives in sports.
I love Ken Purvis.
Such a great guy. We've welcomed him back to Greenville. I got to be honest with you, and that's how you and I got hooked up, which I really want to thank Ken and Ginger. But I got to tell you, the one thing that I'm hoping he's grateful for, and I know he is when they were negotiating for him to come back to the Delta, I was lying, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to say this now. Guarantee Bank, my buddies at Guarantee Bank, were negotiating with him, and they said, don't tell Ken. Don't tell him what we're telling you. And he said, don't tell them what I'm telling you. Well, it got to a point where they both wanted it, so I said a little prayer, and I said, okay, it's time to lie. And time to,
right.
Because I knew they wanted it, and so they're together. Right. So I'm going to take a little credit for that.
I call Ginger Purvis God Love because, you know, she says God Love all the time. She's the sweetest person in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
None sweeter than Ginger Purvis. But in my phone, when she calls or texts me, it pops up God Love. God Love. God Love. You know, we can be what we call, I grew up, like, in our family, you know, you could talk about people we could talk about our family all day long, but nobody else could talk about them, you know. And but we called it whipping folks. And if we anybody gets to whipping somebody around her, she'll just say, God love, God love.
We're talking to Jeff Slaughter. It is grateful. Well, let's just dig into right now what you are grateful for. Easter week, your life has been centered around faith. Your success has been centered around faith, even though you crossed over to all sorts of genres and just, you know, people that believe. First of all, tell me what you're grateful for right now, you know, what, especially in this last year. And then I want to dig into how it all happened.
Yeah, I love talking about gratitude. When you told me this is what it was about, I was so excited because one of the things, when I moved to Nashville, I boarded with this older lady named Minerva Alexander. She lived out in Franklin, and she, if I've ever met a saint, she was one, and she would always say, a grateful heart never has a reason to complain. And so I've tried to live by that. I put that in one of my VBS songs one year because I thought, well, that's such a powerful statement to try to live by. And so every day, I get up in the morning and have a little time, reading, devotional time, and I just go through. I think of three things that I'm grateful for, at least, and celebrate them. Today, I'm grateful that we're on the other, you know, we're getting to the other side of this. That I got to do an event this weekend with a bunch of kids for the first time in a long time, and I'm grateful that I got the virus back in December, my main thing was fever, you know, that was the hardest part to kick, but I'm grateful I made it through that, and I'm grateful, you know, just for the life that I have, to be able to have done something that I love to do. You know, somebody said years ago, if you can do what you love and work at it, then you'll never really work ever in your life. And I mean, there's times I've gotten tired, but I've always loved what I've done. So it's been such a great blessing to get to do what I love to do and make a living. So.
I'm such a man of faith and your background, and I want to delve into that in a second. But, you know, we do get, well, at least I do. I get tested a lot with the stress of our business sometimes, and you know, you can't be on top all the time, and you're not on top. You're not on top hardly any of the time.
Right.
You know, it's and so it's like winning a Super Bowl, and then how long before, unless you're the New England Patriots, wins the next one, right? What, you know, how have you dealt with that during the process of your career in loving what we do? Because we do, but you know, it's an unconditional love, you know.
Well, you know, you go through different phases, like you said, you ride the wave for a little while sometimes if you're lucky enough to get to ride the wave, and where you're, you know, blowing again. Like I was traveling, there was a long season where I was traveling like crazy and making really great money, and everything was, you know, it was pretty easy, except just, you know, trying to manage my schedule. And then I guess I left Lifeway about, I don't know, eight or nine years ago. And then I was with another company for a while, and things have kind of, I think some people kind of thought I was retiring already, but I wasn't. Things started kind of tapering off. And then, but it was still manageable. I was still doing fine with it. And then last year, you know, March, when it hit, and I mean, everything within a month, everything I had for the whole year canceled. And so my streams of income the last few years have been traveling, doing my events, and I teach some private lessons. And then I was coaching for some TV shows here. So that all stopped instantly. And so there was nothing coming in, and there was no possibility of anything coming in the rest of the year. So I had a friend that was like saying, hey, you know what? I started doing Instacart.
Instacart,
if you don't know, is where you go and you shop groceries and deliver them for tips.
Yeah,
and you get to pick the tips you want. And something, I mean, people at that time were tipping $150 to go shop their groceries, you know? So
you are in Nashville.
Exactly. So I got on it and started doing it. And my thing was, you know, I have savings, I have retirement, but I didn't want to have to tap into that. So I thought, if I just make enough to pay my bills, I'm good. And I don't care. I don't have any pride in this anymore. My mother checked groceries till she was 56 years old. My dad poured tar and asphalt on the roads around LaFleur County. And they did what they had to do to make a living, and I will too. So I don't care, because nobody has to pay my bills but me. So, and you know what? It was actually amazing because, and I'm still doing it some. I mean, even though my events are picking up, because, well, for one thing, I've gotten to be like best friends with all the stock people at Publix and Kroger. I never dreamed I'd have this whole other, like, circle of friends. when I walk into Publix or Kroger, I'm like, hey, Dad, what's going on? I'm like,
I love it.
You can take joy and love wherever you go. And, you know, it was in that season, you know, as musicians, we weren't essential, which I think is sad that music is so essential, you know. But we weren't essential, and I became essential as a shopper, you know.
You know,
and I would deliver to these older people who were so scared. And there was so much fear. And I, you know, it was the unknown, but I refuse to live in fear. And so I just try to take faith, you know.
I'm going to say this. Here's the bottom line, because we've got to go into a break, and I hate interrupting you because this is moving me. But here's the deal. If your mom didn't sack groceries for all those years and your dad didn't lay down tar, you would have never developed the work ethic to survive in a time when our business was totally eliminated. Because streaming, as you and I both know, doesn't do it. It doesn't do what it did. It doesn't do what it did for us.
So I
admire you, and now you can be grateful for meeting people you probably would have never met. And I'll bet $1 zillion. I'm going to bet $1 zillion because just in case that, you know, I don't have to pay you. I'm going to bet you $1 zillion in Monopoly money. We're about to cross Boardwalk and Park Place. We're going to get you collect 200.
Right.
That there's going to be some great songs come out of this for you. When it's all said and done, we're in a Mississippi Minute. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org is the place to go to check out in the homeland, Viking Range, you know, where Jeff Slaughter, my guest, is from. He can tell you all about that and the history of Hell State, where he went for a moment or two or three before going to Belmont and pursuing his career. We are grateful to be on the phone together today. Happy Easter. We'll be right back.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, sunny skies, high near 57. Tonight, clear skies, low around 32. Friday, patchy frost early, then sunny skies, high near 60 degrees. Friday evening, mostly clear, low around 36. And for your Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 66. This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra. And it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
Whether it's getting the kiddos to school.
I love you.
Bye, Mom.
Or taking it off-road and uphill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Woohoo. Oh, yeah, baby.
We've got the right tires for you.
Tire Depot has a huge selection of tires for every budget and every purpose. From everyday drivers to extreme off-road performance, Tire Depot has you covered. Alignments, mounting and balancing, lift kits, and general repair. Tire Depot at the Reservoir in Brandon and Terry Road in Byram.
Nothing says I love you like diamonds.
And after the year we've all had, we're pulling the ones we love even closer, aren't we? Holding them a bit tighter.
At Juniker Jewelry Company, love is what we do.
And helping you tell her how amazing she really is, how you couldn't live without her. That's our passion.
We're Mississippi's direct diamond importer, with 10 times the diamonds you'll see in average jewelry stores.
And the largest inventory of gorgeous diamond jewelry in the state. From engagement rings and wedding bands,
to diamond pendants and tennis bracelets,
to our legendary diamond stud earrings.
We have the perfect anniversary, birthday, or graduation gift for her at the guaranteed best prices in the state.
But maybe the best reason of all is just because you get to wake up next to her every day,
and that makes you the lucky one.
Come experience the most trusted name in jewelry for over 75 years now. Juniker Jewelry Company, Mississippi's direct diamond importer. 1485 Highland Colony Parkway, just south of 463 in Madison, and junikerjewelry.com.
COVID-19 has had a profound effect on the workplace. As organizations adapt, RJ Young is here to help. We provide key technology solutions to power your business, like temperature kiosks, smart security systems, backfile scanning, managed IT services, digital lockers, and more. RJ Young will help you to ensure safety and productivity in the workplace. To learn more, visit rjyoung.com/COVID.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I've stumbled through the day already, but my guest today, I know, is grateful that we're on the phone together on the horn in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Jeff Slaughter, incredible hit singer, songwriter, a man that's not afraid to be humbled. And I love that. And that's a credit to not only the profession and the hits that he wrote in the contemporary Christian world. That just means my guest, Jeff Slaughter, is living it, is honest, and that's how it works. Go to visitmississippi.org. I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of cool things to do in our state. You just got to check it out, folks. And I'm going to keep preaching the word of Mississippi together with my guest on a day of being grateful on Super Talk. Happy Easter. Jeff, let's go back to the Hell State days. And where does Belmont come into mind and to play? And then, you know, what made you leave? We know what made you leave, but take me through the transition, because it's not easy leaving somewhere like State when you're probably happy.
No, man, I love Mississippi State. When I got there, I mean, I was thriving. From the day one, I love my parents, but I didn't miss home at all. I was just set, you know, and I made great friends right off the bat. But, growing up, everybody said, oh, you can't pursue music. You'll never be able to make a living. You'll never support a family. You can't do that. It's just got to be a hobby. And I thought, I can't do anything else. I don't know how to do anything else. And I really wasn't interested in anything else. So when I got to State, I went to orientation before, and I met these guys that were going to major in mechanical engineering. And I didn't even know what a mechanical engineer did, but I just wrote that down. So then I had to take a math placement test. It was supposed to make me clip all these maths and jump into calculus 37 or something.
Oh, God.
Well, they wrote me a letter after the test and said, you're going to need to reconsider your major because you never make it. My next door neighbor in the dorm was an accounting major, so I thought, well, I'll try accounting. Well, then I went to my advisor and said, you know, I need to drop this business calculus class. And he said, you're an accounting major, you can't drop your math class. And I said, well, I don't like it. And he said, well, if you don't like this, you got a long road to go in accounting. I said, well, I really want to major in music. And he was like, well, why even go to college if that's all you're going to do? And I'm like, well, because I want to be a better musician. He said, well, you need to go somewhere else. And so that was kind of my first, I started thinking, well, I do. If I want to do this for real, I need to pursue something else. Well, I was in a band at the time, the Baptist Student Union. We had a band called The Fishermen. And in 1983, that was a really cool name. But anyway, I got The Fishermen, and this guy, one of the guys said, hey, I heard about this school in Nashville called Belmont, the music school. You should check it out. So this is pre-internet, so I wrote to get catalogs and stuff. So I started checking it out, and then I realized you had to audition to get into the music school, and I realized it was so much more expensive than State, and I had a scholarship to go to State, but then, you know, my parents were helping me with that. But I told my parents, I said, if I could make it where you only pay as much for me to go to Belmont as you do for me to go to State, then will you let me go? And they said, yeah. So I went and auditioned for a scholarship at Belmont, and then I got a job as a RA in the dorm. And then I got a job at a music store selling pianos. So between all that, I was able to, you know, they were able to just help me a little bit there going. And,
wow.
But it was cool because when I got to Belmont, I started playing for, you know, Trisha Yearwood started there. I think she's already there. Maybe she started the same year I did. She transferred to. But I started playing for her voice lessons. We got to be friends when I got there. And the guys at Little Texas, Dwayne and Porter, both in there, and I played in a band with them, and Lee and Womack was there. I mean, it was just crazy, the people that were there, that you had no idea what was coming, you know.
You weren't hanging around any singers, were you? Good God.
But Trisha was really shy when we were in college, and I mean, I never dreamed that she was, you know, because her voice, I mean, the minute I heard her sing, I was like, God, she's like Linda Ronstadt, you know?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Let me tell you, just FYI, it's just a, you know, we did the Wheel of Fortune celebrity deal against each other. And let's just say that she wasn't happy that we blanked her. She didn't have any money, I don't think. You can go look online, it's the funniest thing. And me and my girl from South Carolina, we had students with us. We just absolutely rocked her and Eddie Montgomery. And, man, she was so upset. She was so competitive. I said, look, just got to calm down a little bit. You're on the mic.
Yeah. Send me down, girl.
Anyway, she's a great lady. I love her, man. And I'm also in awe of just what – I love that you're saying she was shy. But when she got up, you know, her voice was beyond, it overcame any of that.
Yeah. Well, she and Garth were buddies back then, because I remember going to see Garth with her at the Bluebird before he had made it.
Sure.
And yeah. They kind of had a pact back in the day, like, whoever made it first would take the other one with them, because they loved working together so much.
Yeah.
And so when he got that first tour, he made her the headliner, you know, which was, you know, she was so talented in her own right, but, you know, that definitely helped her and helped her, you know, build her presence and her stage presence and everything. So anyway, but yeah, she's amazing. I've always loved her.
Yeah, her cooking show, you know, it's really good. I mean, it's her. You know what I mean?
I've heard great things. I haven't seen it, but I gotta watch it.
You'll probably appreciate it better than most, because you'll get to see the Trisha that you know and the one that she's become. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of space between time with her. So you seem like you were with the right folks at the time. You're making your way. How long were you at Hell, Mississippi State, and then when did you make your move to head to Belmont?
I was at State for 2 years, and then when I got to Belmont, I had so many extra class requirements that I had to take for the music school, so it took me 3 years to get out of Belmont.
Right.
But, you know, while I was there, I was, you know, it's great to be in school here, because you're not just totally dependent on trying to make it. You know, my main focus was school, and I had to practice and do all my classwork. But in the meantime, I had professors there I was a commercial music major, so my professors were doing things around town, and if they couldn't do a gig, they would give it to me or another student that they thought could handle it. So you start building kind of a network here in town, and then I started writing. I met this girl that worked for the CMT, you know, and so I started writing with her, and then kind of building a group of writers that I was working with. And then right when I got out of school, I got asked, because of the girl that I was writing with at CMT, they were looking for someone to play. Remember when it was called Fanfare here? CMA Festival was Fanfare, and they needed somebody to play for the Sunday morning country show at the Grand Ole Opry House. So she told them to call me, so they did. And, you know, I got to work with Roy Acuff and all these great, you know, giants of the, you know, years ago. And so after that, the producer on that show said, hey, you want to go to Switzerland on this tour with Conway and Loretta? And I'm like, twist my rubber arm. Yeah. that was kind of I was 23. And I'd never been overseas, and we were going to Stade, Switzerland, to the Country Night Festival there. And so it was amazing. And I met the Forrester sisters there, and they'd actually, when we got back, asked if I wanted to tour with them, but I had just taken that gig. When I got back, I got, my friend, my girl at CMT hooked me up a lot. She got me the audition with Susie Boggs, and then I started playing with Susie for about a year. And then I was teaching piano lessons too, and I was starting to build my thing with kids. So I was getting more events with the kid thing, and I toured with Susie for about a year. And then after that, I had another friend that asked me to play for an audition for a Kenny Rogers tour. They were just auditioning singers, so I was just going to play for the singers and be the accompanist. And the producer of that show was really crazy, and we were just laughing and joking the whole day, and he said, why don't you audition? I said, I didn't care. I wasn't really looking to go on it. I mean, and I said, because you're not paying enough.
Yeah.
And he said, well, what would it take for you to do it? And I said, this, and this. And he said, okay. And
did you steal the gig? Did you steal the gig from the people you were helping?
He said, go play something for me. So I played and sang I Feel Good, because everybody was coming in with these really dramatic songs.
Yeah.
And, and I went over there and said, I feel good, and just started playing. And he just fell out laughing. Oh, my gosh, you got to do this. So
wow.
He hired me as like an assistant musical director for the show, and it was awesome. It was so sweet to work with Kenny. He was such a great man. I was so sad that he passed away last year.
Yeah.
I hadn't gotten to see him in years, but it was. I had done tours, but not like that. And, you know, he still, like, packed houses, and everything was taken care of so well. I mean, it was like doing the real deal tour.
So isn't that funny? They're going to give Kenny Rogers his own chicken.
We had to get the road manager to start calling ahead to tell people not to do it, because we were so sick of it. We're like, Kenny, we love your chicken, but we stick
up
that.
Yeah, can't take any more of your chicken. All right, we're going to take a chicken break. Speaking of, we're with my pal Jeff Slaughter, hit singer, songwriter, contemporary Christian world. He's owned it. Obviously a man of great faith, and he is grateful. As you can, this is a day of being grateful, a week of being grateful. I'm Steve Azar. You're in the Mississippi Minute. Don't forget, go to visitmississippi.org this weekend. When you're not in and out, when you're in and out of church, check out some of the cool museums, the Civil Rights Museum, the B.B. King Blues Museum, the Grammy Museum. Go check out a Gulf Coast sunset, play golf, you know, take a walk, come to our Delta and see what the sunrise and sunset looks here as well. You get to play DJ in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. You do know, Jeff Slaughter, that we are the birthplace of American music. So, into the break, would you like to hear, let's go with Faith Hill, who you've toured with and know well, or Mac McAnally?
Oh, tough.
Yeah, it's my job.
Let's go with Mac.
You got it. Oh, Faith, we're sorry. Mac McAnally. In a Mississippi Minute, I'm Steve Azar with Jeff Slaughter. We'll be right back.
Road. You know I want to help her go down the road. Down the road.
Gallo here for AC Experts in William Overstreet. I've never seen anybody more thorough. 28 years experience in everything from maintenance to installation with upfront pricing on everything. Discounts for senior citizens, military, first responders. Count on William at AC Experts at 769-237-COOL. You can email theacexperts@yahoo.com and on Facebook at AC Experts. And if you mention me, you'll get $50 off your service call. And if you didn't get the number, tweet me or text me personally and I'll send you the contact. Or the AC Experts. Highly recommended.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Celebrating our 40th anniversary at Cock of the Walk. Voted the best catfish in Mississippi with our grilled or fried catfish along with greens, coleslaw, and a skillet of our homemade cornbread. With locations on the Reservoir, Pocahontas, and 1 mile from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Catfish, hush puppies, and fried dill pickles. For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
I like chicken.
I like fish. I like hush puppies.
I love it. Catfish is excellent.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Ridgeland Medical Clinic is a proud sponsor of the Gallo Radio Show. Conveniently located in Ridgeland off Highway 51 North in the Oak Place Shopping Center. Call them to see Jody Adams today.
RJ's Outboard Sales and Service is your central Mississippi boating headquarters. RJ's offers top-of-the-line brands like Skeeter, War Eagle, G3, Express, and Bennington pontoon boats, all powered by Yamaha Outboards. RJ's Outboard, 1208 Old Fannin Road in Brandon, the dealership that's service-built.
At NAPA, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At NAPA, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's NAPA know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
Are you a hard worker? Are you dependable? Do you have a good attitude? Do you want to be part of a team? If so, the Black Label Bridge Builders at Key Constructors offers lead men and women purpose-driven career opportunities with on-the-job and outside training, leadership development, and benefits. To learn more about what it takes to be a Black Label Bridge Builder, please visit Key's website at keyconstructors.com. Please also follow at Key Constructors on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to see regular updates on the Black Label Bridge Builders.
Are you an employee or employer in search of flame-resistant clothing that'll protect your arms and legs but won't cost you an arm and a leg? Well, ESI Supply has you covered, literally, with full coveralls, button-down long sleeves, two-button cotton pullovers, and jeans to go with them. ESI Supply is your flame-resistant clothing headquarters. If we don't have it, we can get it at prices that won't burn the pocketbook. ESI Supply, 601-933-4910, and online at esisupply.net. ESI Supply, your flame-resistant clothing headquarters.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News.
This will not be easy.
for anyone, but we believe it is the right course of action.
That was Governor Tate Reeves 1 year ago today announcing the state's first shelter-in-place order as Mississippi faced its initial surge of COVID cases. The lockdown lasted for about a month before portions of the economy began to gradually reopen under certain guidelines. Today, Mississippi is one of several states that's rescinded all state-issued mandates and restrictions on businesses. Some churches are starting to hold regular services again. The Mississippi State Department of Health is updating their guidelines for faith-based gatherings. They continue to stress that the safest option is still outdoor or virtual services. For indoor gatherings, you should continue to wear a mask and social distance. And if you're over 65, they recommend you be fully vaccinated before attending service. Inside. I'm Kelly Bennett.
Super Talk Mississippi is adding to its outside sales team in the Biloxi Gulfport Pascagoula market.
We're looking for an experienced media seller who knows how to sell traditional and digital media marketing assets.
If you're interested in an outside sales position with the opportunity to sell for five of the most well-known stations on the coast, Ole Miss baseball and football, great events like the Million Dollar Job Fair, 228 Awards, concerts, and festival sponsorships,
email your resume to Jesse at supertalk.fm. That's J-E-S-S-E at supertalk.fm.
The Mississippi Office of Homeland Security wants to remind you that public safety is everyone's responsibility. To help Mississippians take part in securing their communities, our office has created a CSEND app for smartphones that can send suspicious activity tips straight to the Mississippi Fusion Center. Download it for free from your app store today by searching CSEND. You can also report suspicious activity by phone to 888-4SAFE-MS or 601-933-7200. Online reporting available at homelandsecurity.ms.gov.
What decisions are being made by state lawmakers, and how will they affect you, your family, and community? If you listen, you'll know. Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, here the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I am Steve Azar in the Mississippi Minute. I'm being honest with everybody. This is as technologically advanced as Jeff and I are going to be today. You head to the web to visit Mississippi.org to find out so many cool, cool things you can do on this sacred land of ours. Jeff, have you ever gotten tired of saying the word Mississippi? It's nothing better.
Never.
Just
never.
So good.
I've always been so proud to say I was from the Delta. And if you're from the Delta, you never say really the town. You just say I'm from the Delta, you know. Because both my parents grew up, my mom grew up in Brazil, Mississippi, which is right outside of Lambert, you know, Lambert Market.
Yeah, of course. Down Highway 3, baby.
My dad grew up in Sumner. So
the Bayou Bend Country Club. Played golf there a few times, sometimes with Morgan Freeman. Beautiful there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sumner's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's funny. I love it, the Delta. But, you know, the crazy thing is, it is one, when I moved back and after living in Nashville for 20 years and we moved back, it looked like one place. You know, my grandparents from Clarksdale, my cousin Abe's barbecue and Pat and all that.
Yeah.
And obviously playing a lot in Greenwood up into the hills into Vaden and just all throughout the Delta. You know, I grew up playing it all and it seemed mm-hmm. like there was a little bit of separation. But when I came back home after going to Delta State, all that, it looked like one big triangle and everything fit inside it. And I agree with you. But did you ever go through what I went through? So when I went there, I was going like, I got plenty of Mississippi songs. I need to write some hits. And so I would go and everybody go, you're from there? These big writers, you know, the ones you just couldn't believe you're in the room with.
Right.
And they would, I go, yeah. And they go, we got to write something about that. And I said, time out. You know, okay, we got to write. I need some hits. But it ended up sort of meshing the two together I was on my journey to find myself. How about for you?
Yeah, when I first started writing in the Christian music thing, I was working with a great writer named Dwight Lyles, and he was probably 20 years older than me and was one of the ones that was a guy who was willing to take me under his wing and teach me the craft, you know. And But I think that's something that I brought to the writing room was the soulfulness that I was raised in the Delta. You know, when I was 13, I started playing at the Greenwood Country Club for the dinner hours. And my mom had bought me the Reader's Digest Family Songbook. You know, she's like, these are the songs you're going to want to hear, these old standards. So I get there, and there are these two old black men, one playing the bass and one playing the drums. And I open that book up, and I'm like, y'all know these songs? And they looked at me like, oh, it's crazy. About 2 weeks later, the bass player said, boy, close that book. And I said, I can't close the book. I got to have the music. He goes, you don't need that music. He goes, you really don't know what you got. Because he could see more in me than I knew I had. And he said, close that book, scoot over. And he started showing me chord progressions and stuff. And I couldn't read a note of music, but they knew they were musicians, great musicians. I got such a great education from him. And then it was funny because the bartender would come over and he'd say, hey, little boy, what you want to drink? And I'd say, I don't know. And he would bring me screwdrivers.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go.
When I got in the car with my mother, I was like so scared she's going to smell it. Yeah. I wouldn't even open my mouth to say anything. She was like, do you have a good time?
Why do you taste like an alcoholic fruit tree?
I know. But anyway, so I remember, like, even when I started doing Lifeway music for VBS, there's this element that I would get emails and messages from people. Then there's a blues quality about what you do. There's a soulfulness about what you do that we love. And I knew, you know, I loved that that was so deep, a deep part of me. And it came through even my kids' music, you know, that I was writing, which I never tried to make it like kids' music. I just wrote songs that anybody would want to sing because I never believed in dumbing things down for kids. I always believe they are way more sophisticated than people.
Totally agree.
They can sing deep songs. I didn't want to write baby stuff with them. I wrote real songs, and it worked. And but yeah, I always loved that I have that in me. That's from my earliest memories, just hearing that music in that area. And I used to work at Blues Festival when I was in high school. You know.
Yeah. So. Wow. You know, we're talking Jeff Slaughter. Jeff, here's the deal. I talk about this all the time, but there's no way you get out of this business being successful without being honest. So it is the most important thing that you can possibly do to your art. And you were raised in this area where you were influenced by all of the, you were getting, it almost like you're getting tugged from one side of a music genre to the other. And you when it spits you out, or whether you're in the blender and you, all of a sudden you come out as Jeff Slaughter, it's unique. And when you when you grab a hold of that and appreciate that and use it, that's when it happens. And that is, and I guarantee, as you have grown, you've really found out who you were and who you are along the way, and that makes you better. I mean, don't you feel like now that you're better than you ever were?
Oh yeah, even though. You know, I turned 56 this year, and I can't even believe it. Like, I was doing this event this weekend, and I can still sing and dance and do all the stuff I've always done. And this one older man came up and said, I just appreciate what you do so much. You do so great. I tell you, ain't no spring chicken, but you still do great.
Yeah, they're telling us now. I swear. You know, you and I are the same age, so let's just.
And like
you know.
I do, I feel like it's better than ever, you know, for me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just feel so. I can't explain it, but you know, we didn't have the Delta Music Institute. When I was at Delta State from 82 to 87, I took the 5-year plan as well. And I was equally as probably worse than you were at math, I can promise you. But with that said, I wanted to do the music thing as well. And my parents were always believing in me. They felt like I could do it. And so I had that going for me, but the world was, you know, as far as business, like your accountants, when you got out, they were calling it a hobby. And I was going like, well, I got 2 30-foot trucks and I've got 10 guys on the payroll and with my brother and we're rolling down the highway. We got 200 shows and we're making more money. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, why is this a hobby? You know, they were going, well, it's not real. You know, so I had to go to Nashville to do that. But now, you know, at Delta State, We have the Delta Music Institute. I have been blessed to serve as the artist in resident for the last decade now. And the studios are insane. Norbert Putnam built Studio A and built this place. And then the curriculum is Belmont at Delta State. So you have an opportunity to go there. And I love watching these kids and being a part of their lives. And I'm learning so much from them because, you know, they're hip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's been a give and a take from each other. And it's been so wonderful. But you talk about mentoring and coaching now.
Yeah.
You know, could you imagine yourself with not having the ability and to be able to do that? Sounds like it's part of who you are.
Oh, yeah. When I was at Belmont, I started teaching. I was selling pianos at Jeff's Music Store out in Franklin. And then I started teaching, and as soon as I got out of college, I was probably up to about 56 kids a week. You know, and that was too much.
I'm wow.
Like, oh, Lord Jesus, please let there be more than this. But it was great because it trained me on how to talk to kids, how to relate to them, how to come down to their level. And then I started teaching. I taught a lot of adults too, but then I started moving into teaching country music stars. It was crazy. Like Eddie Rabbit called me out of the blue and asked me to start working, teaching him and his daughter piano. So I met Eddie like in 87, I guess, 86, 87, somewhere in there.
I mean, you weren't even 21?
Yes, 21.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I met Faith. I actually met her at a Christmas party, a Capitol Christmas party, right when she had signed her deal with Warner. And she hadn't even come out yet. She hadn't recorded a record. And I went there. You never know Janie West? You remember her?
Yeah, I do.
She worked at Capitol.
Sure, yeah.
But I went to the Christmas party with her. I met Faith and Daniel, Faith's first husband, Daniel, and went to their house for an after party. And Faith and I got to talk about Mississippi. And she was like, oh, my gosh, you teach piano? I want to take piano. So I taught her 3 times a week because she wanted to learn. And she worked really hard and was a great student. But she was working on her record then, and she's working with writers that were coming in all the time, you know, getting ready for that first record. And, man, that's one of those things you wish, I wish I could go back to that.
You didn't sneak one in? You didn't sneak a song in?
It worked out a little bit harder because, you know, you had no clue. We didn't know who was going to do what. It's like,
I'm Steve Azar with Jeff Slaughter, multiple Dove Award nominee, hit singer-songwriter, contemporary Christian world, taught folks like Faith Hill and Kenny Rabbit how to play piano. Are you kidding? From Greenwood, Mississippi. Oh, yeah. And keep Mississippi Beautiful Studio as always. Go to visitmississippi.org, folks. So many awesome things to do on this wonderful land we called home. We'll be right back. Happy Easter. Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.com.
Hi, this is Mark Shapley of M.M. Shapley Steakhouse. This past year, we were fortunate to see many new faces and reacquaint with old friends, and I believe I know why. Being from the Mississippi Delta, we learned how to entertain while creating a comfortable home environment, and that's M.M. Shapley's specialty. M.M. Shapley's is your place for award-winning steaks and homemade tamales. M.M. Shapley's, real, authentic, welcoming, fine dining. For reservations, visit mmshapleys.com or call 601-957-8000.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
A Complete Flag Source is proud to announce that Mississippi has a new state flag. We are taking orders now for all sizes of the newly designed State of Mississippi flag. Flags are in production, and soon you can be flying one at your home, school, or business. Place your order by emailing at sales@completeflags.com, calling our store at 601-362-9333, or finding us on the web at completeflags.com. Have you paid a visit to our store? A Complete Flag Source is located at 5295 I-55 North Jackson. Too far to visit? Give us a call at 601-362-9333 with your order or questions. Thank you for shopping local and supporting a Mississippi-owned business.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The new Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed is only $14.99, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. And Saturday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Are the trees and shrubs running your yard instead of you? Let the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros take out your problem limb by limb. Baroni's Tree Pros is your complete tree, shrub, and stump removal service. No job is too big for the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros. And with our superior cleanup, you can't go wrong. Baroni's Tree Pros, 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. That's 601-345-8090. Or online at baronistreepros.com. That's baronistreepros.com.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
In response to COVID-19, Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services is offering telehealth services. During this time, health and safety are important, which is why they've expanded their offerings to include telehealth services for children, adolescents, and adults. They have outpatient teletherapy sessions available, and Pine Grove also expanded its telehealth services to include its intensive outpatient program, drug treatment program. Also, all Pine Grove Evaluation Center services are available via telehealth. Patients may call Pine Grove's National Service Center at 888-574-HOPE or visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As we roll down a Mississippi Minute is what we do here on Super Talk Mississippi, celebrating what we're grateful for. It's been a wild, tough year for so many. Blessings to you all and your families, what you've all gone through. You're definitely in my thoughts. I'm with Jeff Slaughter, and he's in my thought today in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, and you are going to visit Mississippi.org. Please, folks, trust me, to find out all the wonderful things that we have to do right here. Okay. First time you had a hit song on the radio, and it goes number one, which, by the way, you and we're going to wrestle when I see you, because I'm not happy about that. Come on. Your first time. You know, so, you know, our friends, Hootie and the Blow, you know, Darius and Mark and Dean and Sony always talk about, well, our first songs did go, you know, they were big hits. And I was like, shut up. You know, just shut up. You know, anyway, but tell me about, like, the feeling, you know, you got, and then, especially with all the folks you knew.
My goal in my mind was I wanted to get a number one song before I was 30. And so I was playing at Brentwood Baptist Church. The producer for the first Born of Grace record just came up to me one day and said, hey, do you have a song for this group that is brand new group I'm working with called, they were called Say So at the time, but then they changed their name. And I gave them a demo of this song that I wrote. When I was in college, I was leading like a Sunday school type class for a juvenile delinquent center called the Spencer Youth Center. And I would hear these stories from these boys every week that were just breaking my heart. And one day there was an older black man who used to do a devotional for us before we went in to meet with the kids. And, they were teenagers. It was, you know, like 13 to 17 year olds. And he said, as long as there's one more bridge to cross and one more mile to go, I'm going to go, you know, and just kind of building us up, you know. And I wrote down one more bridge to cross. And I thought, there's something in that. So it kind of turned into one more broken heart. Isaiah 61, verse chapter, you know, is what I took it from. And then I just took their stories, and I put their stories in a song. And that, I gave the demo to Robert Sterling, and that was the first song that they put on hold. And then it was their second single. And I was actually on tour with Kenny when it went number one, which was really, really cool. Man. And I wasn't even here to hear it, though. Like, I wasn't hearing the radio much, you know, on the tour. And, so when I got home, it was amazing it was right at the end. I mean, I got here in time, like, for it to hear it announced. Because, you know, used to on the Christian radio, every Saturday they would announce the top 20, and you got to hear if you had a number one, they announced that.
Yeah.
And so I remember this Saturday morning, I had this old boombox, you know, where you could record the radio with cassette, you know. So I recorded
I remember.
I recorded it on the cassette because, you know, Word had called me. They were on Word, and they had told me, so they're going to announce it this Saturday. So I was ready, and I tape recorded that guy going, and number one song this week in America is One More Broken Heart by Pointed Race. I mean, I just was standing there just bawling.
Yeah.
Going, I did it. I did it. Because I was 29.
And wait, you're 29. What about Faith and Trisha and all your old friends? Did they ever reach out to you? Did they know about it?
You know, I don't know if they knew about it because they were already in their deal, you know. I mean, I started teaching Faith when I was 25 and 26, and she's a couple years younger than me. And so, but she'd already taken off, and so had Trisha. So I didn't really, you know, once they get into that realm, then you don't get to see them much. Actually, though, Trisha and I were on a flight together probably 10 years ago, or maybe longer. It was right when the time her dad was sick with cancer. And I got upgraded. So when I got my upgrade, I happened to be sitting right next to her. And I walked up to that seat going, girl, what are the chances? And she's like, what? And we sat down, but it was perfect because my dad had passed away and I got to talk to her. You know, because there's something about, you don't understand anything like that until you walk it. And then you don't know how to have compassion for things until you've experienced it yourself. And so we had the sweetest talk about just her, you know, you don't want losing your parents. It's just, there's nothing like it. You know, it's such a huge part of your identity that you're letting go of when they leave. And
you feel like it's forever. You know what I mean? It's something about them that they're just so large in life to you that feel like. But also, they prepared themselves. I know your parents did. I know mine have. I know my in-laws have. They are preparing themselves. I've watched it their whole lives. But if this is the best place there is, then we're out of luck. You know what I mean?
Right. Right, exactly.
This isn't it. So listen, we ran out of time, you and me. Guys, Jeff Slaughter, folks, check him out. Check his book out. It's all true. Also, he's had multiple Dove Award nominations. I know what it's like to be nominated, but not win.
right.
Also know what it's like to have a number two record, but not a number one. I can't say that about today's guest because he did it. You've been in a Mississippi Minute. It's a day of being grateful. I'm grateful that I've gotten to know Jeff, another Delta boy, better. You know, you're always in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. It's important that you clean your surroundings and be OCD like me and hopefully Jeff, and visit Mississippi.org. That's the place.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many wonderful things that you can do and discover. And if you go to Greenwood, you're going to know all about my guest today, Jeff Slaughter. Jeff, I love you, pal.
You,
I appreciate
Steve.
It.
Love you, too. So glad we got to do this. This is a blast.
What does Ginger say? Ginger Purvis?
God love.
That's how we're
God
doing
love.
It. God love. Later on.
Later.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
I'm still trying to find. Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.